Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Omud Beis. And we are beginning a brand new Simen Shin Yud Gimel, which is in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And this deals with the halachos of closing a door or a window or a lock on Shabbos. And we start off with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Pikaka Chalon, the stopper in a window. This is something that you use to close the windows. Chaber tells us this is kigon luach, something like a board, oshar dover, shesoswin boachalon, something that's used to cover up the space of the window. The modern Hebrew language, pekak, means traffic. The flow of the cars on the road is stopped. So this lashon of pekak achalon is something that closes up the window. So the Mechaber is telling us over here, Yecholim l'satmo, you're allowed to close this on Shabbos, afilu meno kosher, even if the thing that you're putting into the window space over here is not attached to the window. V'lo amrina, and the problem isn't over here, we do not say, tehevi kemosif ala binyan, that you're adding to the structure over here, which of course would be an issur of bona on Shabbos. And the reason over here that it's not considered a bona, a binyan problem, is v'hu shiyakshu v'lo b'er of Shabbos l'satmo bo, because you had in mind that you would use this item to close up this window on Shabbos. Now, we said a lot over here. Let's look inside in the Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Aleph. The Mishneh Berurah writes, Pekak achalon, vafilu ala rubo shebagag, shari. It doesn't have to only be a window on the side of the house. This could be a window on the roof, a skylight of some sort that you're using to close up as well. So this is permissible. They know nechshav le'ol, and it's not considered that you're making an oel over here. The ha'ol kvar osri, because the house over here, the building, the oel, is already made. Ukshapogiko, when you're closing up the window or the skylight over here, Enoela Mosif Alol, this is called adding to the Ohel that's already in existence. The Hainu Shemachase Hecholol Shahayabol, you're covering up the space that is already in the Ohel. The Gamhu Arai, this is only a temporary closing, it's not a permanent closing, and therefore it is permitted. Then the Mishneh Berurah brings down Hari Halevi, Kosa. The Ri Halevi writes, the Hod the Isa Bishas, that which the Gemara tells us, Shepokiku Esachalon Bishabbos, that they are allowed to go and close up a window on Shabbos, Mipnei HaMeis, in order for the tumah from the dead body not to transfer from one room to the other. Shalo Yikonis HaTumah Labayis Vitamu Akelim, so the utensils in the other room shouldn't become tummy, and the tumah can be blocked from going from room A to room B. Hainu Davka Kodim Shiyomas HaMeis, he says that's only before the maize dies. To Lo Havi Ela Tosefes Ohel Arai, in that situation, all you're doing is adding on a temporary addition, and that's permissible. Begam lo mikre misakin adayin, and there is no real benefit over here at that moment in time, so therefore it's not called that you're fixing up an existing house. Avoliachem is also, but the real Levi says after the person Nebuch has passed away, mikre tikun gomer. Now you've done a real correction over here, you've done a real fixing, and then it would be usur. However, the Mishneh Berurah brings down, V'hamogin Avram Cholikolov, the Mogin Avram disagrees with the Riyah Levi. V'sover, and he holds, D'zelo Mikri B'sakin, this is not called Misakin over here. That Kalim Shohayu B'sochol Kvar Nitmu, because any Kalim that are in the second room are already Tame because of the Tumah of Ohel over here. Veno Moel El Lahaba, and this will only help to prevent any Kalim that are brought there in the future. Shalo Yitamu Kol HaShayeh Achakach B'bayis, anything that will and then come into the house will no longer become Tame. Shari Tshuva Mitzadik HaMogen Avram, the Shari Tshuva passes here like the Mogen Avram, and he says as well, look in the Prima Godim, Ayin in the Prima Godim, which Dear Shifur number 1 tells us that over there in the Eshel Avram, he's surprised or perplexed at the Mogen Avram. Madua lo techoshe stima sachalon li achar misa semeis ki mechitza samateris. Why is this not considered a mechitza that serves over here a purpose to prevent the utensils from becoming tummy? Vari mo'ilihi shalo yitamu dvarim shavomi kan laba, because it will prevent the tumor from anything that is now brought into this room from becoming Tommy from the Tumas Mace. Umabikach Shabishas Stimus Achalon, Lo Yusham Osa Madram. How does it help that they weren't there right then and there? The bottom line is that it does prevent them from becoming Tommy should you bring Caleb in there. So he's expressing to me his surprise at this psak of the Magen Avram. In the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim and Dibur HaMaschal Afilu Emeno Kosher tells us over here that if you had tied this to the window before Shabbos, so then Ein Tzorech Afilu Makshava, then you don't even need any thought that you're going to close this up, based upon the Bach and the El Yerabba, who say that this is now part of the structure already, even though it's not fully in place, but if it's tied to the house, so then you can definitely close up this window or the skylight with such a structure. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Beis writes, we don't have a concern over here, V'loam Rinan Devi Kemosif Ala Binyan, this is not called adding on to the Binyan, and he explains, Kivin Shadarko Bekach, since this is the normal way to close up such a window or skylight, Liftoach V'lizkor Tomid, you open it, you close it, this is the normal way you use that window, and therefore it's allowed. And he says, look further, V'ayin in the Bir Halacha. So we can look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel V'loam Rinan, where the Chofetz Chaim writes, V'im Eino Omid Liftoach Ela Le'itim Rechokos, but if it's not used on a regular basis to open and close the window, then it in fact is usur, because then kimosif al ohel kavua. Then it does look like you're adding on to a set ohel, and this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham in the Prima Gadim. And therefore, al kain bo'inon shehap kak kosher v'toli mivod yom. In such a situation, you should make sure that it's tied and attached to the wall, to the window area, before Shabbos starts. Dishfu number 3 adds over here, in regards to some sort of an opening that you have behind the house, shein nichnasim v'yotzim botodeh, that's not regularly used. So then, in Sif Gimel, in tomorrow's shir, we're going to learn, or in the next day's shir, b'shem ha-tosef ha-shabbos, shekol ha-osui li'ikonis bo b'soch shloshim yom, if something is used at least once every 30 days, nechshavu ke-pesach ha-osui li'ikonis botodeh, that is considered regular usage. However, legabe vilo ha-mechubel ha-pesach, milamalu milamatu minatzadim, as opposed to something that is attached, some sort of a curtain that's attached to the window on all sides. So there, the Shaar HaTzion writes, shim darku lamod kach kama yomim choshehu kikavua. If you do leave that closed for a period of days, then that's considered as if it's set into the window. Dishifu number 4 brings down, v'meish l'chalon k'ein tzir ochakuka. If the window over here has some sort of a pivot on it, it can be used to close the window. So then the Prima Gadim writes, Shafilu im ein hachalon osur li poseach. Even if the window isn't regularly opened, elalitos ruchokos, only on an irregular basis, nevertheless mutul esatmo, you can close it off because it's built specifically with this pivot on the window to be allowed to be opened and closed, even if you don't regularly open it and close it. Now to the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Gimel, he tells us that if you thought about it before Erev Shabbos, then we said you're allowed to close it up on Shabbos, even if it's not connected. V'zeh mahani, this helps, afilu im lo nishtamish bo adayim elom lezeh. Even if it was never used for this, you just thought about using this, but you never actually used it to close up the window, this is still acceptable. And certainly, v'kol shekein, im nishtamish bo mikvar, afilu rak pam echad. And certainly, if it was once already used on a weekday to close up the window, even if you didn't use it more than one time to do this, the kfar yorda aleim toras kli, it now already has the status of being a utensil for this window, velo tzarech tu afilu machshava. And then you don't even have to have a machshava that you're going to use it this way on Shabbos. You've already demonstrated that that's what this purpose of this board is over here, to close off this window, and therefore it's not considered binyan, it's not considered that you're adding on over here to a permanent structure, and it's allowed to close this window on Shabbos. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Vada, the hard deboinon dai tomi erev Shabbos." That which we said that you should think about it on erev Shabbos in order to be able to use it on Shabbos. That's only haynu davko bedavar shederech levat lo sham. That's only for something where you normally would leave it over there. Avol davar shein derech levat lo liolam el lefishah. But for something that you wouldn't leave there for a permanent time, but you only leave it there for a short period of time, for an hour or so, can go and beg it v'chayotzi b'zeh. For example, you just want to close off the window. You put some sort of your coat over there or some sort of a garment over there. Then mutul l'stombo. Then you're certainly allowed to close it off on Shabbos. Afilu lo hayadaito lo mi erev Shabbos. Even if you didn't think about it on erev Shabbos, and this brought down the name of chayyadim. So if the window is open and it's bothering you, you could put your jacket over it or something like that. That's not a concern at all. The issue for number 2 brings down, however, le'inyan t'liyaz vilon l'fnei ha-pesach, to put up a curtain in front of that opening. So we're going to learn in Simen Shin Tes Vav, shemutu l'tloso. You're only allowed in that situation to put up this curtain, im huna v'nod b'ruach mitzuya, if it's able to be moved. It's not so tightly put in over there that it would move in a normal wind. However, avol also lechaber esavilon, you're not allowed to attach it tightly, l'pesach milamalim matum netzadim, on all the sides, but ofen sheni yocholozu, that it now won't move. Because that way it's a stimo kvu, it's a set blockage over here, it's a set closure. The osolasos came yishum alocha bona, because that would be an iser of bona. He adds from the Shaar HaTzion that this is only dafka bevilon shekavua baofen ze kama yomim, for a vilon that would stay there for a while, for a couple of days. Haval vilon shehaderech lepaskol b'choleitz, but if it's the type of curtain that you could open and unclose it all the time, ein iser min haTorah letloso, then it wouldn't be an iser daraisa. And even an iser derabanan, it's possible that it's not an iser derabanan. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masel, V'hu Shiachshov, tells us that this din that we brought down is the maskon of the Rosh, and not like the Ran. The Ran would say, Shiyeh Toras Kli, Kamo B'Konu L'Kameh. The Ran was going to tell us that you're going to need to have it designated as a Kli, as we're going to learn in a few moments in the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Motzosi Daharbi Rishonim Sviru L'Hu Kavasi. There are many Rishonim that hold like the Ran over here, not like the simple Psak of the Rosh. And this includes the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Re'eim, the Al-Kain Tzorech, Iyun L'maisa. Therefore, you need to look into this, what is the Halacha L'maisa? Not so clear that we pass in like the simple reading over here of the Shulchan Aruch. In the next Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim, Dibra Maskel, Me'erev Shabbos L'Sotbo, says, the Kivan Dehechino L'kach, since you prepared it, less be'isa Tiltu. There is no problem over here of Tiltu Muktza, because it was prepared beforehand. U'belav Hachi, Osim Yishum Tiltu. Otherwise, this board would be something that's Muktza. He says, however, in any event, Mishum Binyan lo shayach bepakaka chalom klal. There is no concern over here about building over here. King Kotzav Abach v'chena prima gadim. That's their opinion. Now we go further in the Mechaber, and we'll touch upon the point that the Mishnah Berurah just brought down a moment ago. V'kane, this is some sort of a bolt or a board over here. Sheskinu lios noel bo, that you're using to go and close the door. The Mishnah will explain exactly how you do this. Ein tzarech shiyekshirenu badelis, it doesn't have to be attached to the door in order to be able to use this on Shabbos. However, umikol makom, domi levinyan yosem mipekaka chalon. This, however, is a little bit more of a close to binyan concept than just closing off the chalon with the pekak that we spoke about a moment ago. Velosagi, therefore, b'machshava, shiachshava lo mi'es. Well, it's insufficient to just think about using such a bolt over here in the door on Erev Shabbos, but instead, v'tzorosh yiskinenu l'kach, you have to do some sort of an action to prepare it for this. And it's a machlokas Rashi in the Rebbeinu Tam. L'Rashi, according to the Shita of Rashi, what is the preparation that you have to do, the action? You should go and make it into some sort of a kli. You physically make it into a kli or designate it as being some sort of a kli that would be able to be used on Shabbos, and therefore now it's a kli, and we don't have a problem putting the kli into a door. A kli is never considered binyan. And you have to make it into something that, for example, you would be able to use to go and flip the olives over here or to bang the walnuts over here. So it has the status of being a kli. And if it's a kli, then there's no problem. There's no din of binyan. When you're putting a kli into a wall, we say that there is no concept of putting a kli into a wall and that it's called binyan. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we can be more makel. It doesn't have to be even be designated for something else, like Rashi said that you have to use it lahafe bozesim of sobo it goes in. He says no. Kivan elo kivan shetiknu viosabo maisa vechinu lekach sagi. As long as you've done something to it, you've done some sort of an action to it over here, and therefore it's acceptable to use this deadbolt over here. So then it is acceptable, even if it's not acceptable to use for something else. Again, that was quite a mouthful. So now let us go to the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet explains. You put this board, this bolt over here, next to the door in the wall. Not the losha soger boes amisgeres, and not that it's used as a bolt in the door itself to close the door, or to attach two halves together, but instead it's functioning sort of as like as a deadbolt that the door can't open because this board is over there. Therefore, in this situation, it's somewhat similar to a neger. This is a bolt in the floor that doesn't allow the door to open. Hamavur lekame, which we'll learn, the lo mahani le machshava. That doesn't help to just have the machshava. You have to actually do something to it. So this bolt over here, this dead bolt that we're talking about that doesn't allow the door to open, or this floor bolt, this neger over here that doesn't allow the door to open, so these, you have to do something to them in order to make it into usable kli on Shabbos that it can be used to block the door. And it's not enough just to think about this before Shabbos. Mr. Bruce Sivkot and Hay writes, "Ain't sorry shif shirena. You don't have in this situation to tie it to the door. Samech lomar nami ain't sorry v'chula. You also don't have to tie it to the door. The correct gears over here. He just says you should add the word nami. You also don't have to close it to the door." Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to do some sort of a tikkun over here to make it into a kli, according to Rashi. Hainu, the Mishnah Berurah says, the kivan shetikno yesh olav Torah's kli. By doing some sort of a tikkun to it, you're establishing it as a kli, the yotzei mitorah's binyan. And then there is no din over here of binyan, as Dirshu foot number 5 brings down. We'll explain in Sivkot and Yud Beis, and Sivkot and Chafalef, ein derech lekvoa kli bebinyan. It's not normal to put a utensil into a structure. And therefore, v'niru l'kol shirak l'fi shahi nichu sham. And therefore, it's obvious that it's a temporary thing and there's no isser of binyan. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, rak d'la Rashi, according to Rashi, is more machmir position than the Rabbeinu Tam, bo'inim davko she'iroi l'shum tashmish acher. Rashi requires it to be a kli that could be used for something else, not just as a door bolt over here. However, the Rabbeinu Tam, ein tzarech she'iskinenu el linu bo. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't have to be usable as a kli for something else, as the Mechaber pointed out. It just has to be designated to be a kli over here for the door. The bazer nami yesh Torah's kli alav. That also satisfies the requirement that it should have the name of a kli on it, the yotzi mitorah's binyan, and it's no longer considered building material, but now it's considered a kli. So this fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam revolves around what type of a kli does it have to be. Rashi says it has to be a kli that's useful for something else, and then you can use it for the bolt in the door. And Rabbeinu Tam says as long as you did some sort of a tikkun to it that makes it good for being a bolt in the door, that's acceptable. How do we paskin over here? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin says, Ule'ez hatzorech, under extenuating circumstances when you need to, yesh l'hokil ki Rabbeinu Tam. And this is brought down in the Shaar Tzion Ozvav, based upon the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the Elyeh Rabbah, you can rely upon the more lenient opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam if you need to. The Kain Sasim Shulchan Aruch Leal B'Simin Shin Ches, if you are, that's where the halacha seems to be established, according to the Mechaber, in Simin Shin Ches. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibur Amaslo Shehet Roy LaHafech says, Afilu Im Yichud Rak Lezeh. If you just did Yichud, if you just designated this Kli, according to Rashi, for some other purpose, that doesn't help. That doesn't yet make it into a kli for that purpose, albeit a kli shemalach delisa to be mahafik the zaysim or to smash the walnuts. Why? Because this is a problem with it's just hazmona. All you've done is designated. And lo hi adayin rak hazmona ba'almal is there, since it's just a derech hazmona, but you haven't actually used it for thus, it wouldn't be sufficient. He brings down that the Eshel of Rome agrees with him, shemakat and the tzadid gam kein kamosha kosafti, and he says, ayin sham od ma shemachalik b'zeh. He has further distinctions over there. See there in the Eshel of Rome, simin reish ayin tes os beit for these discussions. Now we'll just do the Ramah, and then we'll stop. The Ramah says, hagah, u'mikre ayidei kach kli shemalachto leheter, u'muta letaltlo. Ukmoshin is bar leel simin shinches besif dalit, brought down by the Beis Yosef in the Rambam. Now, what the Rambam is adding over here, he says, according to Rabbeinu Tam, this is not a klisha malachto leisur. According to Rashi, it's a klisha malachto leisur. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a klisha malachto leheter. And that's why a person would be allowed to move this for any reason that he wanted to. And now let's see inside this in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, since you're using it over here to close the door, make sure that the door stays closed, so that's a malach of heter. So it's a klisha malach of heter. But according to like Rashi, we're using this to go and harvest the olives. Even though you're allowed to use it because it's a klisha malach to l'issa, you're allowed to use a klisha malach to l'issa, l'tzorch gufo makomo. So Mikre Malach to Lisr. Nevertheless, it's called the Klisha Malach to Lisr. Its primary purpose over here is to harvest the grapes. And Kimashi Kara also Lekach, since that's its primary purpose, Hochenachai Rov Tashmisho. We go after the majority usage, and therefore it's a Klisha Malach to Lisr. The issue for number 6 reminds us that we had this previous machlokes. If something is used both for heter and for issa purposes, how do we view it? So there's one opinion that says that as long as it's used for heter purposes, you can use it for heter purposes, and the other one says that you have to look at it, the majority usage of it. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nyud explains you're allowed to be metaltalit, hainu afilu shalola tzorech gufa makomo, rach tzorech ketzas. As long as you're using it for some purpose, it doesn't have to be tzorech gufa makomo because it's a klisha malachto leheter, which is allowed to be moved as long as you have a reason to move it. And that's what the Ramah is telling us over here. Zeu shetiyin Ramah. Kimoshin is bar leel b'simen shenches. That's what the Ramah is telling us, that we learned this previously. But here, since we're talking about using it to close the door, that's actually for the tzorech of its guf itself. Mutter, then it's certainly permissible. It has the status of being a kli, even according to Rashi, who says that its primary purpose over here is a kli shemalach to l'isser, but you're using the tzorech gufo, or makomo, here, the tzorech gufo, it's allowed to be moved. I would just like to add that today I'm saying the shir on the eve of my father's yard site, Olav Shalom, Yosef Nisan ben Yecheskel, and this year and the next year, Mitzvah Shem that I'll give, should be Le'ilu Nishmaso HaKadosh. That concludes today's shir.